At the 2013 CTIC Conservation in Action Tour, I'm visiting with Phil Algreen with AgriDrain Corporation. Phil, what do you do?
I'm a customer service technical support rep for AgriDrain, so I go around and do a lot of these shows and talk about drainage water management and AgriDrain products. And so I probably maybe 50% of the time I'm out and about, and then 50% I'm at the office in Adair working on sales and product development, that type of thing.
So what did you have to show the folks here on this tour?
Well, the main thing I wanted to talk about was drainage water management, which is basically the practice of holding as much water back in the farm field as you can during the growing season to potentially increase yield and improve water quality.
Yeah. What are some of the ways that you are able to manage doing that with some of your products?
Well, the main thing that we use to do that is called a water level control structure, and that's just a device that you put on a tile main, which is the main outlet that leaves the field. All your other tile feed into that, and by putting this water level control structure at that main, you are in effect able to control what happens in that field, that where everything runs into that main. So it allows you to, at one, basically one spot, control the water table in that area that's affected by those tile.
I assume that that's something you might adjust seasonally then?
Yeah, mainly, as seasonal adjustment, you'd probably want it high in the winter. There's no reason to drain water in the winter. In the spring, you'd want to drain it just like you would conventional drainage, get rid of the water so you're able to get your crop planted. And then during the growing season, you'd want to, that's when you really probably need to manage it and try to save as much water as possible, bring that water table up to a certain level and try to maintain it there.
So for practicing good conservation today, how important are these types of products for today's farmer?
Well, you know, I would say extremely important. This is a practice drainage water management that won't work everywhere. It's got to be a fairly flat topography for this to work because, you couldn't afford the number of devices it take if you got a lot of rolling hills. Like where we're at in Adair, Iowa, it's just not feasible. It's too rolling. But there are other practices besides drainage water management. We talked about saturated buffers. There's biochip, wood chip bioreactors. There's different things that you can do. Depending on your area where you live, it's kind of like about tools in a toolbox. You got to pick the right one.
So for some of the folks here, maybe seeing some of this for the first time, what do they seem to be the most curious about? What do you say?
I think it depends on if whether it's a producer or NRCS field agent. Obviously the NRCS would be. Extremely interested in the water quality issues, where a producer would be interested in, the potential yield increase that you would get by installing these water level control structures.
All right. Well, thank you, Phil, for visiting with me here. We're going to go on to the next demonstration and actually see some tile being put into the ground out here. At the 2013 Conservation in Action Tour, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.